across mule's back, and then you got up on a mule behind it. You didn't have any saddle or anything. You just got up on a mule back. Off down the road you'd go with the mule and the corn and get it ground, and then you put it on the mule back and come back. If it's warm weather, of course the mule eat first part and so forth. He got wet, but that didn't hurt the meal. The meal eat good just the same. And the sack got wet in the meal too, but it was all right. You never did know the difference. But anyhow, he takes his corn down there that morning and to get it ground. And while he's standing there waiting on the miller to get to it, he looked off down on the creek there where this wife of the miller's had a wash pot and where she did a washing. Well, across this Marlberry River there, which was a narrow river, there was a foot log. Trees used to grow longer in those days than they do now. In other words, we had trees back in those days, what's called virgin timber. And this tree had been cut down across there, and this foot log was there. And she was standing at the end of this foot log with that battling stick. And Dyke says she was hitting a lick once in a while down that way, hitting one lick after the other. Said he stood down watching, he couldn't see what he's doing. He decided he'd walk down there, and he walked down there, and those squirrels was migrating from one side of that creek to the other, which squirrels will always migrate, especially in the summertime. If a den's get full of fleas or something, or the mash gives out, the food gives out, they're going to migrate. They're going to change from one territory to the other. So what these squirrels were doing was crossing this log, and she's standing there hitting them with that battling stick and killing them. And he said that woman killed 160 squirrels there while they're migrating, coming across with that battling stick. Said he never saw such a pile of squirrels. Well, you know, I kind of doubted. I look at Dyke, you know, and he's always been a truthful man. I'd always known him to be truthful, and I thought, well, now, you reckon he's gone wrong or something? And I thought about that thing, and it stayed on my mind. Well, later on, I was talking to a salesman that worked down on the other, down in, he had to go through the Allison Reserve below Tuscaloosa, which is the largest game reserve, and lots of game in there. And he was telling me there one day about coming back up the road and coming through the Allison Reserve. And he said, you know, he said those squirrels were migrating there, and said they were crossing the road. And said, do you know, I had to stop my car and sit down and wait until those squirrels got through crossing that road. Said that nothing attracts their attention and they will not stop. They just keep coming. And said, I just sit down and waited till they got through crossing the road. When they got through crossing the road, I come on. Then I could see, well, now probably Dyke was telling the truth about those squirrels up on Mulberry. But anyhow, talking about that back then, you didn't have any washing machines, you know. You didn't have any electric stoves. You didn't have any gas stoves. You didn't have any electric hot water heaters, no gas hot water heaters. And I remember when the first hot water heater I ever saw was a pipe that they made to fit inside of a range cold cooking stove, which was a range, we called it, a big range. And it went in the firebox, this pipe did. Well, you had your water running in through that coil in that firebox and out the back end and then into your tank. And your water heated and went into the tank. Well, the only trouble about that was after they got that water in here, that lime water after that Tide Ford epidemic. And they got it in here, and then when it'd go through this pipe, it'd run through that so long, and this lime would build up. Then you'd have to take all this loose and take that coil out of there, because that coil would fill up. And that was the first hot water system I saw. And then